As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Can you believe it? Yeah, and the government didn't buy it for us either. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday. Yeah, it's Friday, October the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we near the midpoint of this month, wow, the year is just a-flying. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, and we still are looking for the good news, but we've got some facts and some solutions, perhaps, today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhosts@centurytel.net. Got a flood of emails yesterday after the broadcast. Thank you so very much for that. It'll keep you busy for a week. Anyway, for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. While carrying the broadcast this morning, we thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Write it down. Keep it someplace so I don't have to repeat it all the time. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals holds ground, building strong support levels on global uncertainty. Well, that's one way of styling it. Klamath River watershed woes recap. We'll go over a little bit more of that and give you a little bit more discussion on what we talked about yesterday. The original of government, Sir Francis Hutcheson. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, closing out the week, Friday, October the 14th. We missed it by one day. I thought we were going to have a Friday the 13th, but we just narrowly escaped it. Anyway, active trading an hour ago found gold trading up at $9.30 an ounce at $1,675.90. Silver up 28 cents at $32.10 a troy ounce. Platinum, a huge move, up $21 at $1,550, maintaining this inverse relationship that it has for the past month, with gold being below gold for a while now. Palladium up $18 at $609 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, 1663.30 for a low, 1684.20 for a high. About a $20 spread in there, nice and tight. Things are looking good. At $1,675.90, your gold is up year-to-year, $305.10 an ounce for a 22.24% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, lots of talk about things. Fixed the price at $1,676, and we're just a dime below that. So they were right on the money there. The SPDR gold shares, they claim this morning ostensibly to be holding 1,227.51 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $65 billion. But that's a pretty low number compared to where it's been in the past few months. But anyway, you'll find it up in the news this morning as we go through it, that everybody's talking about, wow, lots of money flowing into the ETFs. I don't see it. But that's what they said on Bloomberg, so that must be right, right? We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Come at you live, Mighty True Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, you can jump in our chat room, becomevocallocal.com, to engage in our chat room discussion. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Back into our market reports again for this morning. Gold was up $9.30 an hour ago at $1,675.90. Silver up 28 cents at $32.10. Platinum up $21 at $15.50. And palladium up 18 at $609 in the spot market. All those prices, spot market prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 41 at 11,478. The NASDAQ up 16 at 26.20. And the S&P 500 closed off 4 at 1,204. Crude oil this morning up $2.16 at $86.39 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, as they are. And the U.S. dollar index this morning off 16 basis points, the only negative in the chart, at 76.87. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Little Timmy's got his basket. We got ours. The Canadian loonie up 74 basis points at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 94 at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 4 basis points at $1.38. The British pound up 20 at $1.58. And the Swiss franc up 10 basis points at $1.12. in the Forex market. You can find out all about that at the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, theice.com. The bonds this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield at 0.28%, creeping back up out of the basement, the 10-year at 2.23, likewise, a little bit of strength in there, the 30-year at 3.21%. In the mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate, 15-year national average, moves from 3.36% a month ago upwards, continuing this now for a few days, upwards to 3.47. Have we seen the bottom in the mortgage markets? Maybe. Maybe it's going to cost you a little bit more to refi if you're doing that or getting a new loan. The 30-year likewise moves up from 4.15% to 4.17. So as the policymakers have the ability, they can jiggle the interest rates, and so the interest rates are going to start creeping up and up and up. So if you got something to buy, you better get your buying done. The gold and silver ratio this morning stands at 52.24 ounces of silver. Bring you home 1 ounce of gold this morning in the marketplace, in the economic calendar. Retail sales reports are out. The import and export prices will be out shortly. The consumer sentiment will be out shortly, and the business inventories and treasury budget out as well today. Yesterday, couldn't get to it, had our guests on, couldn't talk about the international trade, the jobless claims, etc. So we'll go in and pick up some of those. We need to have this in our brain as we go into the weekend. Let's do that right now. Jobless claims. They had a prior 401,000 jobless claims. This is the new jobless claims. The prior revised was 405. So if you don't like the numbers today, just stick around. They'll change them by next week. The consensus range for this morning, 395,000 on a low to 425,000 on a high. They came in at 404. And I guess that was good news. 404,000 people standing in line someplace in America filing their initial jobless claims. Says two, here's the highlight, 2 steps forward and 1 step back. You got to like these guys over at Econoday. They probably sit around drinking coffee and eating donuts, trying to figure out how to say this stuff. How can you say bad news every day and make it sound good? Well, anyway, came up with a good one here. 2 steps forward and 1 step backwards may be a good description for weekly jobless claims. Initial claims slipped a very slight 1,000 in the October 8th week to 404,000, with the October 1st week revised 4,000 higher to 4,005. But these levels are still over 400,000 and are disappointment given the brief dip to 395 in the September 24th week. But the four-week average is definitely moving in the right direction, down 7,000 for a third straight dip to 408,000 level. That is more than 10,000 below the month-ago comparison. And this is a good initial indicator for the October employment report. Well, we'll see if it all holds together. I'll probably be jiggling these numbers before the week is out next. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. How are the people feeling this morning? You feeling confident this morning? Well, are you comfortable? Here we go. Consumer confidence hovered last week. This is the hover zone. Near a record low as Americans turn more pessimistic about the state of the U.S. economy. That's not good news, people. The Ponzi schemes rely upon everybody believing in them, and if the people no longer believe in the Ponzi schemes, things aren't going to get any better. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index fell to a minus 50.8 in the week ended. I wonder if we've ever been in a plus. It was the fourth consecutive reading lower than a minus 50. Something that has happened just 3 times previously in its 26-year history. Not looking really sharp there. Let's go on to the next one. The EIEIO natural gas report. Natural gas in storage rose 112 billion cubic feet. So I guess they're getting ready for the heating season as the snow starts to fall in the Rockies and people start to chill out just a little bit. Don't worry, little flock, they got plenty of natural gas for you. And it seems to be what America has the most of these days is just a whole lot of gas. Continuing the EIEIO petroleum status report, a rise in the imports together with a slowdown in inputs into refineries made for a 1.3 million barrel build in commercial oil inventories during the week. So they're filling up all the pots and pans with all the oil they can bring on board as we go into the wintertime here in America with a K. Retail sales. Retail sales in September made quite a comeback. Yeah. According to a consumer that has more life than recently believed. Love the way they write this. Overall retail sales in September jumped 1.1%. And you lay 100 pennies out on the table. If I give you another one, are you gleeful? Probably not. Following a 0.3% increase, originally they had no change. There'll be no change, Barry. The August number topped consensus expectations for a 0.8% surge. Then it goes on and it gives all the gory details, which we can skip this morning. Here's another one. Import and export prices. A monthly gain in petroleum prices. Petroleum. It sounds like Rick Perry's campaign speech. This is economic plan. We're going to do it with drilling. We're going to drill, baby, drill. A monthly gain in petroleum prices made for a 0.3% rise in import prices during September, reversing a revised 0.2% downward decline in August. So it's up and down and up and down. But notice the tiny little moves. It's basically flat. Export prices rose 0.4% to show a second month of pressure following August's unrevised 0.5%. Here, pressure comes from agricultural products where export prices rose 1.6% on top of August plus 2.1%. Of course, we're going to find out why those prices are going up as the supply goes down and the droughts really wreaked havoc. Well, this is kind of an oddball story. We'll find out a little bit more about radium. Radium.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Now, you would have had to have been involved in the Superfund cleanup program that went on from the, oh gosh, the 70s all the way in the 80s and stuff like that, where we paid a lot of money to try and clean up America after World War I and World War II and Manhattan Project and all of that sort of stuff. But we can carry it on with this, and then we'll pick it back up. Radium, not Fukushima, was the source of Western Tokyo radiation spike. This is Soft Bloomberg. Kisaki Watanabe, writing this one individually for Bloomberg, says this: radioactive radium-226 was a source of a high radiation reading in Tokyo's Setagaya district yesterday, officials said, ruling out the possibility that it may have come from the crippled Fukushima nuclear reactors. That's right. It wasn't from the reactors. It was from something else. An investigation of a house near the contaminated area turned up two boxes of bottles containing radium-226. Wow. Takayo Nakayaya, head of the Science Ministry Office of Radiation Regulations, said by phone today, quote, "The high readings have nothing to do with Fukushima," Nakaya said. Investigators found the radium under the floor of the house in the Surumaki 5 comb, and readings suggested an elderly woman who had been living there until February may have been exposed to radiation 30 times safety levels, Nakaya said. The ministry is investigating where the radium came from. According to another ministry official, Tomokazu Ueda said, the woman is about 90. Guess it wasn't too deadly. And her daughter told officials yesterday she had no knowledge of how the radium got onto the floorboards. How did that radium get onto the floorboards? Who put that mouse under the carpet? The elderly woman has an illness unrelated to radiation, and he declined to give more details, citing privacy laws. Now, you think about this. How do you get the radiation onto the floorboards? How do you wind up with boxes containing radium-226 under your floorboards in your house? Well, yeah, that's what we found in this Superfund cleanup project. It seems there was so much toxic waste generated from the Industrial Revolution throughout all the way up to about the 1960s and the 1970s that just about anywhere you look, you could find some. They needed to get rid of lots and lots and lots of toxic chemicals, you know, all kinds of stuff. So they just, you know, put boxes and bottles of this crap in concrete foundations when you're building a subdivision. After all, nobody hangs around to watch that, and you're just going to fill all the boxes up with concrete anyway, right? Or they just put barrels and barrels and barrels of this stuff behind a big metal fence and out of sight, out of mind. Then they just walk away and leave it. Sometimes they get paid by Boeing or somebody else to dispose of a lot of toxic waste, and all they would do would be to take it to another location, maybe out in the country. You know, that's what they like to do. Take it out in the country someplace and dump it there. Okay. Anyway, radium-226, which has a half-life of about 1,600 years, is naturally occurring radioactive metal and has uses in x-rays and luminescent paints, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Maybe she thought it would be a light source. Anyway, 90 years old. Didn't bother her much, but it put out a lot of radiation, set the Geiger counters off in the neighborhood. Geithner, he's got Geiger counters going for himself. Geithner in Paris will tell the European counterparts to move fast. You know, they're not appreciating his commenter over there. and pretty much just like to have little Timmy Geithner take his pilgrims and go away. But Ian Kotz and Cheyenne Hopkins, faithfully reporting for Bloomberg, Treasury Secretary Little Timmy will increase pressure this week on his European counterparts to act forcefully amid U.S. concern that the continent's debt crisis is hurting the global economy. Of course, they're all looking at Timmy and going, Baba, you're doing drugs. Anyway, the consequences of delay are growing. Lyle Brainard, Treasury Undersecretary for International Affairs, said in a press briefing in Washington yesterday, quote, against a backdrop of elevated risk to the recovery, the United States will intensify our call for resolute action. There's a calling for intensified action against Iran, too. And most of the world is like going, God, are they going to grow up or what? Geithner, 50 years old still, will attend the group of 20 finance ministers meeting starting tomorrow in Paris. Crisis has pushed Greece to the brink of default, shaken world markets and fueled speculation. The 17-nation euro currency might not survive in its current form. And on, the propaganda goes. Fear, fear, doubt, fear, doubt, God, doubt, fear, 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 and worry. Europe's presence, Europe, quote, presents the most serious risk of the global recovery, Brainard said. The department's top-ranking international official said during a briefing yesterday, quote, we in the United States have a very significant stake. I say so. Europe's strength and stability matter greatly to the confidence of our own consumers and financial markets, to our recovery. Yeah. The Treasury Secretary's trip to Poland last month ended with European counterparts rebuffing his suggestions and taking shots at U.S. economic woes. Swedish Finance Minister Anders Borg, their economy's doing pretty good, by the way, said then that, quote, the situation would be better if the U.S. could show a sustainable way forward, close quote. Austrian Finance Minister Maria Fechter said she thought it was, quote, peculiar that the Americans, although they themselves have significantly worse fundamental data than do the euro areas, explain to us what we should do, close quote. You know, kind of have to get your own house in order there, Timmy. Be careful when you pick up a box of rocks to pitch at the nearest glass house that it ain't your own glass house that you're busting the windows out of anyway. They don't believe it, and neither do I. Let's continue. Fed signals the next move may link stimulus to an economic milepost. Well, they've tried it to everything else. Operation Stick the Knife in Our Back and Twist didn't work, so now they're going to try and find a milepost to hook this thing to, and they're going to. Scott Landman, Greg Torres, writing this one for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve officials move closer to setting targets for economic performance, such as inflation, to decide how long to keep interest rates at a record low, and action analysts said may come as soon as next month. Keep your eyes peeled. QE3 is right around the corner, but setting up targets. Used to like to do that, too. Go out on the fence post, put up targets, beer cans and stuff, get up my six guns and see how fast I can draw and shoot. Woo-hoo. Lots of fun. Most of the central bank's 17 governors and regional bank presidents, quote, saw advantages in the approach and judged it would make policy more effective. The Fed said yesterday in minutes of a September 2021 meeting in Washington, some officials wanted to keep more bond purchases as an option. The minutes said, well, it goes on. But ultimately, QE3, it's coming at us. There's pushback in terms of properly implementing it, but the idea itself didn't seem to generate a lot of intrinsic opposition at the meeting last month. And they're delightfully stated. They've been studying the trivium, but they still don't have any clue. Very tricky, quote, the unemployment rate is a very tricky statistic these days because it's being moved around by forces other than job creation. God, isn't that the truth? We report on that every week. By a guy named Saporta, or Dana Saporta, can't tell whether that's male or female, at Credit Suisse in New York. Saporta said, a drop in labor force participation accounts for much of the decline in the unemployment ratio, rate to its most recent level of blah, 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 blah. The unemployment rate is a very tricky statistic. You take that away from it. That's about all that's value there. Only Chicago Fed President Charles Evans has publicly supported the idea of allowing consumer price increases faster than 2%. What does that mean? Inflation, baby. Inflation. Right around the corner. Better get that bread and peanut butter now while you can still afford it. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And continuing along here a little bit further with the news, Super Committee weighs the old ideas as ridiculous deadline nears. Well, now we're getting a little closer to some of the truths that we talked about when this thing came along the first time. Heidi Prizbite, or Bryla, Heidi Prizbila, Bila. I mean, God, they just go over to Europe and get more writers. That's the thing to do, I guess. Members of Congress on the Super Committee, of course, it's not a Super Committee, it's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, but they can't seem to use the proper name. Anyway, the 12-member, come on, say it again, will I? Members of Congress on the Super Committee, charged with trimming the national deficit, are facing a menu of leftovers. So it's like the usurper's jobs bill, rolling out the racks of retreaded tires from the Roxy Panay Auto Center. I got nothing but leftovers in here. The 12-member panel, closed-door meetings for the past month have focused on spending cuts in areas accounting for 12% of the federal budget, the same areas lawmakers discussed in previous unsuccessful budget talks led by Joe Biden, according to one Republican and one Democratic aide who weren't authorized to speak. Dang. Today is the deadline for congressional committee leaders to submit recommendations to help the panel identify $1.5 trillion in savings over the next decade. Now, this was the 13th. Today is the 14th. Yesterday was the deadline. This is the morning after the deadline, and we don't have an update on Bloomberg. Why? Anyway, the bipartisan committee is assigned to propose a plan by November the 23rd, and if Congress doesn't pass it by December the 23rd, across-the-board spending cuts of $1.2 trillion would begin in fiscal 2013. Here it goes. Here's the quote. The time frame they're expecting these people to operate in is just completely unrealistic and ridiculous, close quote, said Scott Lilly, former Democratic staff director of the House Appropriations Committee. Quote, the work hasn't begun yet, close quote. Yeah. Looking at the wording of that bill, refreshing it in my mind, absolutely. The work hasn't begun yet. Now, they didn't have the time there to do anything, and that's why we can anticipate an automatic trigger of a $1 trillion budget cut. But anyway, it's important to understand this, that the time frame, now they're going to blame the time frame, now they're going to start adjusting the dates. And listen to the article. House Democrats made their recommendations yesterday focusing more on job creation than debt reduction. Now, gentlemen, please. It's debt reduction that you have something to say about. Job creation, we don't want to hear about. After a year of standoffs over spending cuts sought by the House Republicans that almost shut down the government, wouldn't have that been a blessing? Republican leaders of House committees overseeing taxes and entitlements aren't offering formal proposals to say how they would cut the government. Recommended to myself... I'm on the committee, so I don't think I need to recommend to myself, that the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp, a Michigan Republican, in an interview yesterday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee also doesn't plan to make a recommendation to the Super Committee, a Republican committee aide said. Congress created the Super Committee. It's not Super Committee. It's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Let's get the words right. In early August, as part of a deal to raise the U.S. debt limit. On August the 5th, Standard & Poor's, come on, rehashing the old stale news. Since then, a stalemate has persisted between the Democrats who want higher taxes to help close the deficits. And it continues. With neither party offering a concrete plan, some lawmakers are talking about short-circuiting the automatic cuts to take effect in 2013. Here's the quote. The Congress is not bound by this, close quote. Arizona Senator John McCain... Johnny McStain, Johnny Mack, as Mike Chambers calls him, a Republican, said it yesterday at a news conference, quote, it's something we passed. We can reverse it. Oh, baby, I like to hear that. I like to see that in black and white there, Johnny Mack. Like to see that. It's something we passed. We can reverse it. Well, that's my idea. You know, if I have to go to my grave, I'd like to be remembered. Not as a talk radio host, but as William the Repealer or something bold like that. Let's start repealing this crap. It's something they passed. They can reverse it. They passed the Federal Reserve Banking Act. They can reverse it. Whatever Congress passes, they can reverse. It's something they passed. They can reverse it. All those agencies, that alphabet soup agencies, let's get rid of them. Let's start Operation Clean Sweep now. You want some savings? Don't let me get around there. I'll cut it to the bone, baby. But we'll do it gradually over a period of 12 years so we don't have to bleed too strongly. Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf has an air base named for him in Alaska. I guess his family name anyway, Elmendorf Air Force Base in outside of Fairbanks, Alaska, told Super Committee members last month that the real deadline for a proposal is early November, that the real November for a proposal is early November, to give his agency time to calculate how much money a plan would save. Sound promising to you folks? Because those programs account for a sliver of the overall budget, super committee negotiators can't get to their $1.5 trillion goal without touching entitlements like Medicare and Medicaid, said Lilly. There are some signs the lawmakers want to give a committee a boost. I'd like to give the committee a boost, wouldn't you? Let's go on a little bit further. That same day, the Blue Dog Coalition of fiscally conservative House Democrats said it supports a bipartisan Senate proposal to allow American multinational companies to bring back overseas earnings to the U.S. at reduced tax rates to help stimulate the economy. They estimate up to $1.4 trillion in private money could return to the U.S. Of course, they should be penalized and penalized heavily. They took the money out of the U.S. to avoid taxes. Now they're going to bring it back in tax-free? I don't think so. Certainly wouldn't vote that way myself. We have to be realistic given the composition of this committee and the limited amount of time they have to do their work, said Walker, David Walker, former U.S. Comptroller General, a leading proponent for a debt deal. Quote, they're not going to be coming up with any grand bargain. So whether you want to call it a super committee or the star chamber or just give it the correct name, the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, once again, unless and until there's a political will in Congress to do something, gonna be no change. Gonna be no change. Unfortunately, for the Wall Street protests planned in London and Tokyo, the same kind of multi-party systems exist all across the globe. So they're protesting now against widening income disparity planned across the Asia-Pacific region. Tomorrow, as demonstrators organizing via social media from Tokyo to Sydney join London in the Occupy Wall Street movement. I wonder what influence Gene Sharp and his from dictatorship to democracy might have had on this group. The rallies that began in New York on September the 17th, where more than 700 were arrested, have already migrated across the U.S. to cities including Denver, Boston, San Francisco, to give the short list. The largest gatherings tomorrow are planned in London and Australia, according to organizers, hoping to harness networking sites such as Facebook Inc. to attract thousands. Quote, many people are very inspired by what's happening around the world, and I know there are 1,300 people on Facebook saying they're coming. I bet that just makes George Soros absolutely happy. The Occupy Wall Street rally started last month in New York's financial district, where people have been staying in Lower Manhattan's Zuccotti Park to protest inequality and demand higher taxes for the wealthy. Of course, they're in the wrong place. Don't really think that Goldman Sachs is going to be able to redress your grievances, do you? Why are you standing outside their door? Anyway, here's another one. Gold traders most bullish since July after the plunge. Commodities, Nicholas Larkin, excellent writer here. Like his articles. Writing for Bloomberg, gold's biggest slump in 3 years means traders and analysts are now the most bullish in 3 months. So we had a wonderful spike up to $1,923.70 in the futures market, all-time record high. Then it collapsed. And now it's moving forward again. As I mentioned to our caller the other day, if you just draw a line across the bottom, you'll see that that was just kind of like a pimple on the back of an elephant. Just get rid of the pimple, pop the pimple, burst the bubble, and you're right back to the same continuing up sweep, and we're still there. 22 of 25 people surveyed by Bloomberg expect the metal to rise next week, the highest proportion since mid-July. Prices rebounded 9.2% since reaching a two-month low at the end of September, and investors are adding to their holdings in gold-backed exchange-traded products for the first time in a month. As I said, I don't notice that in the SPDR gold shares. They don't seem to be going anywhere very fast. Traders also expect gains in copper, sugar, corn, and soybeans, surveys show. And then it continues. There's macroeconomic, systemic, and monetary risk in the world, and there's no sign of that going away anytime soon, said Mark O'Byrne, the Dublin-based executive director of Goldcore Limited, a brokerage selling everything online from quarter-ounce British sovereigns to one-kilogram bars. All the factors that drove gold to a record are still there. The underlying fundamentals, folks, have not changed.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And just a couple more news articles, and we'll get along with things. Refinancing chills U.S. home purchases. This again off Bloomberg. Refinancing chills U.S. home purchases. Kathleen Howley writing this one. Amy Hanner, or Hainer, a broker at Legacy Lending Group in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is processing 8 mortgages this week. Wow, she's busy. None of them are for home purchases. A year ago, her business was evenly split between home purchase loans and refinancings that reduce interest rate on existing mortgages. That's changed as a slowing U.S. economy curtails buying demand and encourages current owners to save cash by locking in near record low borrowing costs. Of course, we've cautioned all of you about this refi idea. As soon as you refi your house, you're going to recreate that debt, that toxic debt that the robo-signers have laid out there. If you can't find a note with a wedding signature on it matched up with a mortgage documental, you might be scot-free. Be one of the best things that ever happened in your life. Of course, if you go to the bank and refinance, I'm sure they'll dot every T, dot every I, and cross every T, and get plenty of wet ink around for your signature. That's changed as a slowing U.S. economy curtails buying demand and encourages current owners to save cash by locking in near a record low borrowing cost. People are deciding to stay in place till the economy turns around. That's called sheltering in place, isn't it? That same concern for the economy is causing buyers to take a wait-and-see attitude. So it's not just the billions and billions that the captains in finance and industry sitting on the sidelines. Everybody's pretty well been sidelined. I tell you what. Although yesterday I splurged.
went to the flea market again. I don't know why I go to those flea markets. Every time I go into the flea market, I come out with some really cool stuff. Was in there yesterday. There was a five-drawer dresser, probably circa 1940 or thereabouts. And I was looking at this dresser, walnut tone. It was nothing exotic. Probably a dresser out of a flop house, rooming house. You know, it's kind of like hotel furniture. Maybe for people that put up furnished apartments. You know, nothing really exotic or fancy. All wood, however. But I'm looking at this dresser, and it's standing there all forlorn and lonely. And I open the top drawer, and what do you know? I pull out a little secretary. I'll have to tell you about that in a minute. And I look at this thing, and the drawers are all kind of all upheavaled. And so I went through, and I pulled out all of the drawers. And I put all the drawers back in properly and put that secretary down in the second slot instead. And bingo bango, all the little drawers fit in so nicely, carefully made by some carpenter long ago. But this slide out is not a roll top, but it's a fold down secretary. Has a little interesting writing space and all that, and the pigeonholes and all of those sorts of things in there. And I just thought to myself, well, this is really interesting. You know, your granny or some bachelor sitting in an apartment someplace, they could have this kind of a dresser in the apartment or in the small room, and they would have a writing table and a place to put their papers and effects and things like that. You know, we talk about hiding your gold in the sock drawer. Well, here's a dresser that has a desk hidden in the second drawer. So I looked at the price, it was $50, and I thought, well, that's a little bit high. And after a bit of haggling, I got it for $15 and brought it home, and it's quite the piece for $15 for furniture, but that's America today. Got some very interesting tools, too, by the way, some very ancient wrenches and things like that, adjustable wrenches, and very, very nice with wood and steel and iron and all that casting and imprinting. Made in America, all the stuff I get is made in America. So is that dresser, by the way. It's not imported from Taiwan. Continuing, people deciding to stay in place until the economy turns around. There's bargains out there if you shop for them, folks. The refinancing boon is combining with a U.S. jobless rate above 9% and a surplus of distressed properties to limit buyer demand for houses. People who refinance usually remain in a home for at least the time it takes to recoup fees and start seeing the benefit of a lower interest rate. That recoup fees caught my attention. And start seeing the benefit of a lower interest rate. You go in there and you refinance, of course. You're going to have to pay all the points and origination fees and all of that. And on a $300,000 refi, you could look at about $10,000 in fees. It makes good money for the bankers, but you're going to have to pay for that. It's good for the economy to redeploy those dollars into consumer buying. Ron Pelterier said, well, is that consumer buying? I don't think so. If you're giving the money back to the banks to refi your house, you're not doing consumer buying. That's not going to improve the marketplace at all. That's going to just put more digits in the bank. Not a good thing. We've seen consumers' earning streams diminish in the last few years. The refinancing, it's like they're giving themselves a raise. What? Are we stupid? They're going to go in and they're going to refinance their $300,000 home, pay $10,000 in points and origination fees, and then go out and spend that money on cheap Chinese plastic crap and overpriced suck UVs? Good God, I hope not. Anyway, apparently, that's what people are doing. They can't find money anyplace else, so they're going in and trying to get the last little bit of equity. They say in the article that around America these days, they have somewhere between 3 and 5% equity in their houses. So they're starting to use their houses as cash machines again. Not a good plan. Not a good plan. Get out of debt. Get out of dollar-denominated assets. Look at something a little bit more stable, like gold and silver. Water-starved Texas rice eroding the U.S. harvest as prices gain. That drought probably created an engineered weather event. Whitney McFerrin writing this for Bloomberg, last article. Ronald Gertson's family has grown rice for five generations in East Texas, where the Colorado River makes the soil ideal for the grain and little else. Now the state's worst drought ever may keep Gertson from planting next year,
eroding U.S. output that is the lowest in 13 years. Watch as their ice prices go through the roof. Unusually hot weather from Texas to Arkansas led the U.S. Department of Agriculture to cut its crop forecast yesterday for the first time in 3 months to 18.7 billion pounds, or 8.48 million metric tons, down 23% from last year and the lowest since 1998. Rice futures rose to a two-week high in Chicago on concerns supplies will shrink from the U.S. and the world's largest exporter last year after Thailand and Vietnam. Sure, I'm glad I put up 40 pounds of rice this summer in five-gallon pails. Probably go a year on that, and it was only $20 a bag. Anyway, $20 for 20 pounds of rice, by the way. You just barely get it all in a five-gallon pail. I'm going to take about a 10,000-ton press to put $300 of the dried grains in a pail. Anyway, the Texas drought has caused $5.2 billion in agricultural losses. Texas A&M University estimated in August, and the state climatologist predicted the dry spell will last into 2012. A local agency that manages water supplies to the biggest rice-growing region in Texas, and the fourth-largest U.S. producer, is seeking permission to stop the irrigation flow for growers, including Gertsen. So we've got the assault on the Klamath River Valley, and now they're putting the squeeze on Texas to shut off the irrigation for growers. It's handy, isn't it? When you happen to be able to control the weather to kind of make things go along your way. Here's the quote. Our farm's been going on for a long time, and this is the first time we've had to deal with this water shortage, said Gertsen, who estimates 60% of his 3,000 acres farm may go unplanted next year. I'm not holding out a lot of hope for recovery at this point, although I'm certainly paying for it, he said, by telephone. All right. Not looking good. Record water, low water supplies in Texas. Saltwater encroachment in Louisiana. Shutting down the, busting out and blowing out and breaching the dams up on the Klamath. We'll talk about that after the top of the hour break. Got a Republican National Committee 2011 Obama agenda survey delivered to my house yesterday. Actually, wasn't delivered to the house. Went to the post office box. Don't take mail here. But you want to talk about lame... Left, right. Established two-party political system. They ask these questionnaires. They go through the process of sailing. Of course, the questionnaires, they don't really care what you have to say. It's all an appeal for money. They close on that. The chairman of the Republican National Committee now, I guess, apparently, is a guy named, I'm assuming it's a man, Ryance Priebus. I wonder what boat he came into the shores on. Anyway, we'll pick that up right after this. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So the Republican Party's out there doing the fundraising drive again. They don't seem to ever stop, you know, once you vote for the party and get in there and make contributions, they tend not to leave you alone. Anyway, they go on a little bit further. These radical plans are the usurper's top priorities, policies he continues to push even after many in his own party have called for moderation. Of course, they've just gone through the laundry list of all the things we read in the news. He continues, he says, I'm asking you to play a very important role in our resurgent effort to move our party forward. Now, insurgents, resurgence, you know, they're throwing the words out there. Anyway, they want you to think that there's a revolution going on in the Republican Party. I think not. But that is a great appeal for money. That's what they want, my money. But here's the questionnaire. You talk about softballs. Of course, you know, this is going out to the Republicans, and the very first question they ask is, do you believe that Barack Obama deserves a second term as president? You know, question mark? Here's the problem with these surveys they send out, you know. I mean, I could put my comments in there, you know, expletives included. But, of course, it's all yes, no, no opinion. The only thing that's ever going to go in, you know, it's not to what all you can write in the margins and crib into the surveys. It's what you color in the little voting thing, because they're going to slip it into a computer and it'll just read it, right? And what's up with these little cloud things? It says you can get more information using this QR code with your smartphone by following these two easy. He said, what's this QR code? Looks like a little maze, you know. They got the stupid, you know, pachyderm with the upturned stars in the middle of this maze. Don't know how he's going to get out of that box, but he's in there. But I guess you just scan this thing with your cell phone. I've seen these things turning up everywhere. There's a couple of them on this page, by the way. Kind of weird. I don't know what's that all about. But anyway, it probably has everything that I've ever done in my entire life, my entire voting history, and all the contributions I've ever made right in that little box. But anyway. But no, I'd have to say no. I don't believe that the usurper deserves the first term as a president. I don't think he is a president. I think he's a usurper all the way around. You agree with the usurper? Well, now how could I? If I didn't think he was going to deserve a first term, much less a second term, then how could I agree with the usurper and the Democrats that taxes on wealthy individuals and families should be raised for the sake of fairness, regardless of the negative impact it has on the economy? Regardless of the negative impact on the economy, how could anybody vote for a negative impact on the economy? But it seems to be pretty much prevalent, you know. Let's go ahead and tax the Negroes. Why not? Hell, you know, doesn't hurt me. You can't break my bones, you know. Yeah. Let's tax the gypsies. That's the idea. Let's tax the rich. I'm not rich. I'm poor. Let's tax dogs. Anybody but me, right? Funny. You believe the federal government has gone too far bailing out failing banks? Well, yeah. Do you read the news, I could ask? You know, insurance companies, the auto industry? Well, you know, these are gimmies. These are gotchas. These are yeses. Have you ever sat down to write up a questionnaire, or maybe sat down and created a telephone script so you could get on the telephone now that we've got a special election coming up just a few weeks away here in Missouri in November? And other elections, you put up your own telephone script in the last 72 hours. You know, you pick up your phone book and you dial all the calls in your telephone exchange because they're free to a landline telephone. And you just call them all. You got a little script. But when you're writing up a script, you know, you always want to start off with some yeses. You want to get them in the idea of saying yes, 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 yes. Closing for that big close at the end. Do you support amnesty for illegal immigrants? What, are you stupid? I guess you're new. Should English be the official language of the United States? See how the softballs? This is all the stuff they've been floating in the news for the last 20 years. Are you in favor of granting retroactive Social Security eligibility to illegal immigrants who gain U.S. citizens through an amnesty program? They're no-brainers. They're not thinking. They're rolling out the retreads once again. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, this questionnaire continues. You know, they never ask any questions. You know, do we think that Ronald Reagan was probably the worst thing since sliced bread? You know, they don't ask you that one. How did you like that first George Herbert Walker Bush? You thought he was a pretty good guy? You think that wearing a raincoat in Dealey Plaza was a cool deal? How about his kid, the Shrub? You think he did a good job for America? No, they didn't ask questions like that. But they're certainly all over Barry the Usurper like honey on a Muppet. And let's continue this a little bit further. Do you believe that the usurper's nominees for federal court should be immediately and unquestionably approved for their lifetime appointments by the U.S. Senate? I question that whole lifetime appointment anyway. It's supposed to be in good service. I think they should be bounced out. Anyway, do you support creation of a national health insurance plan? What? Talk about softballs. Do you believe that the quality of and availability of health care will increase if the federal government dictates pricing to doctors and hospitals? And one of the things you're going to notice in this list, there's no asking there of whether our opinion is we should continue to support Israel or not. That's not in there. They don't ask any real questions here. Are you confident that the new medicines and medical treatments, who are they appealing to? They're appealing to people that are on Medicare, Medicaid, Part A, Part B, the last seven remaining, you know, World War II veterans, that sort of stuff, Korean War veterans, and things like that. And the ones that are on the receiving end, you know, of all those retirement benefits that they get. Are you in favor of creating a national energy tax to force citizens and businesses to adopt costly green technology? Well, hell no. Who would be? Would I ever vote for any kind of a tax? No, I always vote against them. Who would ever vote to increase their taxes? Yeah. Follow that one to the restaurant. Maybe he's buying coffee and pie. Do you believe that the federal government should allow unionization of the Department of Homeland Security employees? No, I think we ought to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. Why are you asking me such a stupid question? Do you believe that the federal government should allow unionization? No, no. Do you support Democrats' drive to eliminate workers' rights to a private ballot when considering unionization of their place of employment? Well, you got the idea? I'm not going to send them any money. That's about enough of that. Now, here's back to 1945, the fundamental principle, accounting principles, the fundamentals of accounting, no, accounting principles, fourth edition by Noble. Found this one as I was going along reading on page 300. Payroll procedures. Now, again, this is an accounting book. It's as boring as they come. It doesn't get any more dry than this. But it's quite interesting. Revealing. You know, somebody's got to read this stuff, so I volunteer. One thing that I can say about this book, wherever you see a dollar line, it has two vertical lines, not one. This is when a dollar was still a dollar. See, they had to change that symbol when the dollar was no longer the dollar. When they had both pillars of Solomon's temple, they could use two lines. Now it's just one hash mark through the snake. Anyway, kind of curious, though. This is what it says. The recent enactment of Social Security legislation, so in 1945, this was news. And so it had to go into the textbooks as well. I mean, this was brand new stuff. The recent enactment of Social Security legislation and the more recent income tax withholding law. Nice, isn't it? Kind of refreshing. There once was a time before that. Well, maybe there could be a time after that, after all. This textbook was published in 1945. We're only in 2012. Maybe we could do like Joe Biden said. Hey, we passed this crap. We can reverse it. So let's reverse it. There are two... don't go there yet, Will. The recent enactment of Social Security legislation and the more recent income tax withholding law have imposed... Imposed. I highlighted that in pink. Imposed. The setting up of payroll procedures on all employees, excuse me, employers, affected by the legislation. Now, that's key phraseology. They're teaching accounting. They're not telling you who those employers would be that would be affected by legislation. They're not telling you this is just federal employees, the only jurisdiction they've got. But again... It says the recent enactment of Social Security legislation and the more recent income tax withholding law have imposed the setting up of payroll procedures on all employers, and truthfully now, affected by the legislation. There are two distinct divisions in payroll accounting. One, the determination of the amount owed the employee, and two, the accounting for deductions from this amount for various purposes. Now, we're going to get to various purposes in a minute. In determining the amount owed, consideration is given to A, regular time, and B, overtime. Overtime requires the payment of a higher hourly rate than regular time. Now, you see, we wouldn't have to dwell on this in an accounting textbook unless, you know, overtime was a bit of a new thing, and it was. For example, if we assume the regular time to consist of 40 hours a week, now notice, 1945, regular time, 40 hours a week. Today, in America, the average worker works about 32 hours a week and doesn't even qualify for full-time employment. And overtime to be compensated at a time and a half rate. All right. So they've established that overtime is over 40, that a work week should be 40 hours, and that overtime will be 1 1/2 of that. The employee Frank Jones, who worked 50 hours in the week ended October the 20th, 1945, at a regular rate of 80 cents an hour. Now, you know, this author, Mr. Noble, he's a wise man, taught at universities, and this is a university textbook. They wouldn't use some stupid number like 80 cents an hour as a joke. No, that's what Frank Jones, who worked 50 hours in the week, ending October the 20th, 1945, received. And it's probably about what, you know, some of the kids that are taking this course would think, yeah, that's about right. 80 cents an hour. Would be entitled to receive payment as follows. Regular time, 40 hours times 80 cents is $32. Overtime of 10 hours at 80 plus 40, which is $12. For a total weekly pay working 50 hours, including 10 hours of overtime, of $44. Of course, it has two dollar signs there, and two lines in the dollar sign. $44 a week with 10 hours overtime. Of course, we get the Occupy Wall Street people out there, and they want a minimum wage now of $20 an hour. That's one of their demands. $20 an hour minimum wage. 1945 here, Frank Jones was happy to get 80 cents an hour. And time and a half, and he'd take all the overtime he could get, probably. It should be noted that the foregoing illustration assumes that the hours of regular time are 40 and that the rate for overtime is 1.5 times the regular rate. The regular hours may be different from 40, and the overtime rate may not be the time and a half. But ordinarily, in the preparation of a payroll, both the regular time and the overtime will have to be considered. The total amount due to each employee is called the gross amount. And boy, isn't it gross. From this amount, certain subtractions are required by law or by arrangements between the employees and other parties. And it's that, and other parties, and for other purposes. Very interesting. And other parties. Who are the other parties? Pick it up right there. Continue with accounting for a moment, and then we'll go on to something else. Rather revealing words here in this old textbook.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this inquiry into accounting procedures 1945, university level textbook. This might be the only accounting course that anybody, the guy would take if he went into business. You know, he could go into business and build a major factory and provide employment for 1,000 people. This is the book he uses, or maybe this is the book his wife would use or something like that to keep the books for the business. So it's kind of interesting for me to read this because, like I said, you know, this is these little gems you pick up. You got to wade through a lot of trash to get to the diamonds. The total amount, not that any of this is trash, it's delightfully written, and it is an exceedingly challenging textbook, by the way. And they asked something of the student at the time, the pupil. They asked something. They asked for their brain to be turned on. They asked for them to have comprehension. And then they asked them to answer difficult questions that took a lot of work to answer. They weren't just giving people degrees then. You are earning your degrees. The total amount due to each employee, again, is called the gross amount. And from this amount, certain subtractions are required by law or by arrangement between the employee and other parties. At the present time, for example, employers are required by law to make two deductions from the gross amount. These deductions are for, one, federal income tax, and two, federal old age insurance. They didn't call it Social Security so much then. It's federal old age insurance. In a few states, employers are also required by law to make a deduction for state unemployment insurance. Further, deductions may be made for the purchase of bonds. They'll be like war bonds, yeah? Bonds for group insurance, for hospital care, and for other purposes. It sounds like a statute, doesn't it? And for other purposes. They use that a lot, you know, and for other purposes. In other words, honey, the sky's the limit. You're not going to know what the other purposes are until you pass the legislation. Then we'll tell you. To illustrate these deductions for employee Frank Jones, assume that the following amounts are withheld from his wages of $44. All right? Now listen here. Listen up. Income tax. The amount is obtained from a table provided by the capital G government. And his income tax on the $44 was $3.20. Now, write that on your tote board. You got $44, that's your gross amount. In 1945, in an accounting procedures textbook, where they're going to give you some pretty accurate stuff here, it's going to be comparative to their day, $3.20 withheld for income tax. Federal old age insurance, we could say that would be Social Security. That would be 1% of 44. 1% of $44, or 44 cents. State unemployment insurance, 1% of $44, another 44 cents. State unemployment insurance, again, I gave it to you. Bond purchase deduction, buying the war bonds, the U.S. bonds. $5. That's a pretty good sized chunk. A bond purchase deduction, $5. Union dues, $1. $1. And so the deductions, the total deductions coming out of our employee here, Frank Jones, are $10.08, or fully, almost fully, 25% of his earning. Kind of look like your pay stub? Think things have changed? Everything being relative, there being no absolutes, about 25% gone away from your paycheck before you even put a dime in your pocket. Let's jump forward. He talks about take-home pay. Employer's payroll taxes. I'm not going to go very far with this, but in addition to acting as agent, can we see that again? The employer's payroll taxes, this is the section. In addition to acting as agent, an agency agreement there, you become an employer, you become an agent, in withholding a part of the employee's pay, the law requires the employer, now you see, in addition to acting as an agent, the law requires, so that means that the law requires the employer to be acting as an agent. The law requires the employer to make contributions to old age and unemployment funds. These employer contributions are direct taxes on the employer and are business expenses. And so our man Frank Jones here, he got stabbed for income tax and he got stabbed for federal old age insurance and unemployment. But so does the employer. So the employer pays his and the employee pays theirs. And together, these are considered direct taxes. Now, what would have happened if the employer wasn't required to make those deductions and the employee wasn't required to have those deductions taken from him? The employer could pay the employee more money. But because the employer, acting as an agent, by law is required to make these deductions and contributions, he can't afford to pay the worker as much. You think that this was some kind of an old age insurance program? Really? Do you? How much better could you have done if your employer could afford to pay you more, and as an employee you could take home more, and that way you would be able to utilize those funds in your own life, liberty and pursuit of happiness, the way you so saw fit? Well, see, some people are just, you know, spendthrift, and they'll go out and, like me, and go to the flea market and buy pieces of furniture for $15 that are probably worth far more than that, but nevertheless, and antique tools that are highly collectible and desirable when you get outside of the country. Get into the city, those things would be pulling a fair penny. But if you're required by law to have money stolen from you on a regular basis, it reduces not only the amount of money that you get in your pay envelope, but it also reduces the amount of money that your employer could pay to you. Now imagine if you applied the same yardstick to that $20 an hour minimum wage that the Wall Street protesters want to receive. And what is going to happen to the cost of a hamburger down at Herpes or wherever you chow down for hamburgers? I think that $20 an hour will become meaningless in a hurry, don't you? Well, let's go back up to Klamath Falls. This out of the encyclopedia. Yesterday I had a very interesting discussion with our guests, Kirk McKenzie and Debbie Bacha Galupi, talking about this depredation, this United Nations assault, this federal assault on an entire watershed, a huge area of land. This is what they talk about Klamath and Klamath Falls, two short articles in the encyclopedia. Klamath, or Klamath, Klamath, is a name applied to several tribes of American Indians formerly living along the Klamath River in Oregon and California, but now settled on a reservation at Klamath Lake. Their present lands were given them by treaty in 1864. The reservation containing 1,360 square miles. The Klamath, who now number about 700, this is a 1951 edition, but this article could be much earlier than that. The Klamath, who now number about 700, are fairly civilized and are expert stock raisers. Fairly civilized. You know, this civilization thing, that's kind of a specious terminology. But as we studied and found out in our political science textbooks, that unless an individual has been politically socialized, unless they become civilized, unless they become politically socialized, they're considered to be animals, like stock and cattle. But these Klamath are expert stock raisers. The next article, Klamath Falls, Oregon. It's a city and Klamath County seat. Altitude is 4,100 feet above sea level. That's up there, folks. 4,100 feet up in the Cascade Mountains. That's up there a bit.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just getting a little bit of an idea here for these Klamath Indians, you know, living along the Klamath River in Oregon and California. You know, that Klamath River in California and Oregon has about 10 million acres minimum of land in that watershed. And that's a real low ball number. I got that one off of a USGS website. I don't think that's at all right, but that's about as low a number as you could assign to it. But notice the difference. I mean, isn't it great? Old white eyes there, whatever, the guy with the forked tongue. They're living on about 10 million square miles. And by treaty, they're given a reservation containing about 1,360 square miles. Quite the bargain there for Uncle Suck. He did a good job, right? The Klamath, again, anyway, Oregon City, Oregon, and the Klamath County seat. Okay, so it's a Klamath County seat, Klamath Falls. Now, before we go any further with Klamath itself, because we can go through all of these, again, as we were talking with the with our guests yesterday, there's some very interesting things going on here on this particular situation. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably going to be one of the most significant actions that we could possibly get behind in the century when it comes to all things green weenie that I loathe, despise, and detest. But look at what we're dealing with here. We've got Klamath County, Jackson County, both of those in Oregon. Then we're going to cross the 42nd north latitude, the border between Northern California and Southern Oregon. And we're going to go into Oregon, and we'll pick up a tier of northern counties, Del Norte, or Crescent City, Siskiyou, Yreka, and Humboldt, Eureka. And those are all of the capitals there, those counties, the county seats. And so we've got 5 different counties in 2 different states, pretty much all joining and making part of this watershed, to say the least. Which means we've got a multi-jurisdictional issue, cross-border, international, if you can think of California and Oregon as being sovereign entities, republics, sovereign states in and republics in a larger union. We have international treaty, we have treaty law with the Hoopla Indians and the Klamath Indians and Indian reservations involved in this as well. It's going to be a rather interesting process of coordination as I learn more about that. But let's continue. It's at 4,100 feet, Klamath Falls. Pretty high up, the town, the city. City in the Klamath County seat, 4,105 feet. What is it? Denver's the mile high city, about 1,000 feet higher than that. But at 4,105 feet, I would imagine that they're already getting dusted by snow. They have a very dry and brittle climate, most likely. Now, it might be a little bit fertile and cool in the spring, but as the summer wears on, they have to deal with the dryness of the mountain air in the Cascade Mountains. But it continues. It's on the Southern Pacific, Great Northern, and Oregon, California, and Eastern Railroads. Right, so it's quite the rail center. One of the reasons for that is because, as we studied Gustavus Myers, the history of the Great American Fortunes, and we saw the hills coming out there, extending the rail lines, and then they went north-south in California. They went through some of the and gained some of the most incredible amounts of acreage of timber known to man for the railroad companies. We talked about all of that, westward expansion, credit mobilier, the checkerboard checkerboarding of America, miles and miles, whole square miles given on either side of the railroads to the rail companies for extending the rail, or the road as they called it in those days, plus so many miles per road construction cost that was built. And depending on where they're at, when they get up into the mountains, where their mileage expenses go up and up with all the trestles and all the blasting and things like that. Big money going on out here, warehousers, Plum Creek, etc., the hills, other people, big money in timber and mining and mineral claims. Wow. All right. Lots of railroads crisscrossing up in here. It's 50 miles north of the California boundary. There's state and federal highways in there. Federal irrigation projects, we spoke a little bit about that yesterday, we can go into that another day, utilizing the 58-foot-per-mile drop in the Link River. The 58-feet-per-mile drop in the Link River. Now, here in southwest Missouri, where I'm at, up on one of the highest points in the area, by the way, I get the advantage of all the lightning strikes here, but and all the tornadoes trying to rip the top off this knob. Anyway... From here to the Gulf of Mexico, there's only what, about 1,200, maybe 1,300 foot fall. That's a long ways, Dorothy. It's basically flatter than peas on a plate. That water flows downhill, but it gets there in its own sweet time. But here, they got 58 feet per mile drop in the Link River. We're talking about a hydroelectric haven. Green energy? This is as green as it gets. 24/7, 365 days a year, hydro running electric turbines. And behind that, of course, behind the impoundments then, lakes form, water clarification, water settlement, stormwater runoff, retention and detention, milding of the climate, increasing the humidity in an area otherwise dry, so on and so forth. Great opportunities to be able to have plenty of water to irrigate and to drink and to feed stock with. Interesting things going on here. Federal irrigation projects, etc., have supported power and promoted agriculture in the rich Klamath Basin surrounding Klamath Falls. Klamath County has some 202,724 acres under irrigation, and this was in the 1950s at the latest. Klamath netted gem potatoes produce over 45% of the crop income. Lots of spuds. Idaho spuds ain't the only place they grow spuds. They also grow spuds in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Don't know if they still do, but they did at this time. Cattle and sheep raising. So you've got the sheep folds and the cattle raising. Important. Now remember the rewilding of Scotland? Anybody ever remember reading about that? Where they drove the Highlanders down off the highlands and busted up the sheep folds, and they allowed the deer and the antelope to come in and play so that the king would have a place to hunt. Sounds kind of like the rewilding project, doesn't it? Why are they driving the cattlemen and the sheep herders out of this area? What are they going to do with the Klamath Indian, their cattle people, their herders? Cattle and sheep raising are important. Lumber mills, lumber processing plants, you know, they've got wonderful stands of Douglas fir and larch and pine, other trees like that up in there. We can't even buy a Doug fir board anymore. Any of you carpenters out there, you know what I'm talking about. Douglas fir is one of the best lumbers that we've got on this continent. It's strong in any dimension. It's easily worked. It's almost pitch-free. Makes beautiful cabinetry, by the way, if you've ever tried it, and furniture, too. I have. It's delightful to work with Douglas fir. Structurally, it's almost unparalleled. And yet, because of the spotted owl, we can't have access to our Douglas fir timber. Makes great plywood, by the way. It laminates sweet. Really nice. And the pine timber industry is particularly valuable. Klamath Falls has city and county libraries, a radio station, an airport, three hospitals. Settlement was made in the region in the early 1860s around a site called Linkville. Municipal government is vested in a mayor and council style of government, and the Klamath Indian Reservation and the Klamath Wildlife Reservation are in the neighborhood. A wildlife reservation, that ought to... And this is according to the 1940 census, so I can imagine this article would be no later than that. The population was 16,497. And I just share that little bit out of the... let's get one more. Klamath Lake, Oregon. A large lake in Klamath County at the base of the Cascade Range. It's 44 miles long by 6 to 14 miles wide. It consists of two considerable bodies of water connected by a narrow strait less than 2 miles wide. The Klamath River is the outlet and issues from the south end or the lower Klamath Lake and flows thence into California. And as our reporter yesterday, Kirk McKenzie, says, it's a kind of a nasty little low thing. And it ain't the greatest lake water in the world, but it's there. And it produces electricity. Gains all kinds of benefits. Does so naturally, too. We'll be back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So, of course, we can look at the time period when all of this started coming on and at the Klamath Indians, the Klamath River, etc., and the expansion was going on up in there in the 1800s, 1860s, right about there. It was about the same time we got the mining laws in. You can check on Hal Anthony's broadcast on Sunday behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony. I'm sure he'll probably make at least one reference to this issue as he's developing that new Jefferson mining district out there, which overlaps this region, by the way. Excellent opportunity to network between two large and growing activist groups. To use activist, I think, in the correct terminology, people are active, actually doing something as opposed to standing around trying to shout down the walls of Wall Street. Anyway, involved in this as well, you've got multiple rivers. We think about watersheds. I mentioned that yesterday on the broadcast. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, do go back and listen to that. I'm getting lots of links sent in now to other people that are involved in this, and I'll have some other guests, hopefully, in the weeks and days ahead. Highway 1, of course, runs down through there as well. There's also the Redwood National Forest. When we think about watersheds and watershed boundaries, excuse me, a watershed runs from the highest point on one side to the lowest point in the center, then back up to the highest point on the other side. And so, as I mentioned yesterday, and numerous times in the past. If you wanted to just kind of wrap your mind around it, if it's even possible, I don't know if it was even, it would even be calculable. Certainly, maybe from space with high tech and somebody who was really persistent, you could get a ballpark, a good ballpark. But how many square miles, if you will, are in the Mississippi River watershed? Let's say they set up a Mississippi River watershed and conservation district. Nobody. The top of the Rocky Mountains, all the way to the Blue Ridge Mountains, everything that lies in between, how most of America is in that watershed. Are we going to surrender the sovereignty of the states and turn them over to some unelected Soviet council or board, a watershed board, and allow them to dictate how everything in there works? Well, that's what they're trying to do to the Klamath River. United Nations Agenda 21 in implementation real time. Big time. And it's a fascinating area. This is a test for every chapter of the 40 chapters, including the forest principles of Agenda 21. Very interesting. I went through just a few of the chapters before the broadcast yesterday. You've got forest principles all over this. Chapter 13, Managing Fragile Ecosystems. Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development. Chapter 17, Coastal Areas. Chapter 18, The Protection and the Quality of Fresh Water Supply, just to name a couple. But there's every one of those 40 chapters could be applied to this. This is a real test. If we could defeat it here, we might be able to send Agenda 21 packing. Time and energy, money well spent. Of course, then there's the Redwood National Forest. You know, you got all the tree sitters down there. People that have these little tree houses and tents that they set up in the redwood trees to keep the loggers from bringing them down. Redwood National Forest, Orica, Klamath, Requa, and Crescent City, four cities that are along there. Anybody that's ever been up Highway 1 on the coast route, driven through the Redwood National Forest, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous in there. Some of those trees are older than time itself. But back to the watershed issue on the Klamath River, Klamath is not the only one. There's the Klamath River, the Salmon River, the Scott River, the Shasta River, Jenny Creek, and Spencer Creek are all part of that watershed, not to mention the lakes. And then there's the dams. The Iron Gate Reservoir, you can just browse that one up, and then you go there and follow the links and go to the various history articles from that, and it'll really, you know, fill up your head a little bit with some of this. The Iron Gate Reservoir, 1908, been after this a while. At that time, it was state-of-the-art. It was cutting edge, man. Not only were we going to do all this irrigation, we were going to create all this electricity, we were going to help these people out. Boy, it was big money. And they spent federal dollars to build it. Now they're going to breach the dams and shut off the hydro plants. For what? Why? Where's the logic behind this? I thought we were going to do green jobs. And if they're going to breach the dam, what do they mean they'll breach the dam? They can do just come in there with cutting charges and cut a 10-foot wide slice down the thing like a zip strip or something. You're going to have to blow it out 20 feet at a time, 10 feet at a time, spill the water out until they get down and they've drained the reservoirs behind it. Copco Lake and the others. Is that how they're going to do that? And then what are they going to do, just leave it there? Well, if they're just going to breach the dams and then leave the dams, what do they have in mind for the future? Are they wait until they wipe out most of the population, come back later and put the dams back in and build some nice houses up there? What are they doing with that? What's that deal all about? Lots of questions in here. If you don't get enough lakes and you don't get enough rivers, then we've got the Siskiyou Mountains and the Cascade Mountain Range in there as well. This is huge stuff, too. Fragile areas, mountainous areas. That's all part of Agenda 21. Not to mention vast amounts of resources, mineral wealth that's laying up in there. You know, they used to have gold mines up in there, silver too, all kinds of stuff. Maybe there's rare earth metals up in there they want to get their hands on. Who's going to wind up being the property owner? If they drive all the cattlemen and stockmen and all the people that have orchards out up there, are they going to resettle the Indians or are they going to give it all back to the Indians? The Indians walk around, I guess, and have drum circles and set up teepees and wiki-ups and have rendezvous up there or something. I don't know. Interesting process happening right now. I hate to waste all this research that I did for the broadcast. Of course, we didn't have time to go there. But we also have this jurisdictional issues that are going on. We've got the federal government coming involved, and again, we've got treaties, but we also have the Agenda 21, the United Nations, and the global community there here in this situation. We've got actors, stakeholders, change agents, women, children, and indigenous people in abundance. Oh, this thing is rife. When I first heard about this story coming on, I thought, man, this is something we need to focus on here. Stand around on Wall Street. Spawning salmon. Go down and look at the mouth of this. The estuary, the tide flats, the mouth of the river. You know, salmon are released from this hatchery. They're released downstream. Of course, they've got other natural reds. A red is a place where it's the gravelly areas where the sand and gravelly areas and slow moving shallow water in a creek or a river where the salmon come in and they swirl around with their tails a little bit and they make a little hole and they deposit their eggs in there. And as I mentioned in the broadcast yesterday, they don't deposit three. Don't squirt them out one at a time. You get a skein of eggs out of a salmon. I have, you know, 2 or 3 pounds, and it's just like you've got enough salmon eggs in there to, you know, populate the world with salmon. But the reason they do that, the Creator's not slack in the things that He creates. The reason they do that is because the mortality rate of salmon fry is huge. Those that eventually do make it down out of the fresh back down to the salt and out into the sea will be few in number by comparison to the number of eggs that were laid and those that hatched. You know, these people are going to be expected to be responsible and be held accountable financially for the salmon fry in the river. Wow, that's a turn. The estuary and the tide flats, this is prime fishing ground. And there's the Hoopla Indians down there. They want to have their share of it. But unfortunately, the Indian fishermen oftentimes overfish the supply. And they do it all the time. Not just occasionally, but they just go for it whole cloth. Why? Because they get first dibs oftentimes. And then they sell it in the regular marketplace. It's not like they're just, you know, got out there and they got their salmon weir and their fish wheels and things like that. And they're feeding their people. No. It's commercial, baby. They go to college, too. They get degrees. They get master's degrees in business administration. They run corporations, including casinos. So anyway, they've got an estuary in there, and they've got the tide flats in there. And there's a lot to do to that in this issue. Then you can take it all the way up to the headwaters, go upper reaches, all the way to the springs. Huge water system in here. Then there's the question of the hatcheries and fish weirs and fish ladders. And they got some kind of a fish tunnel they've got in mind. But fish weirs and fish ladders are traditional ways of dealing with the salmon that are moving upstream, migrating upstream. And I guess they're just going to throw away all of the years of, you know, study that we've got and all the history that we've got, knowing everybody else that's been working on it. They're going to throw all that away and just go to some new thing. Well, it's a big issue. Haven't even touched the list of stuff that I could talk about on this one. Back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, thanks for listening. Good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.